What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd here, and welcome to the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, coming at you with your daily dose. Daily dose of healthcare truth. Sit back, relax, because here we go. So this is what I want to talk to you about today is IV hydration therapy. And I just did a post on this on social media. It's got a lot of traction. It's something that is one of these things that I see it all the time. And I mean, guys, oh my God, the stuff that I get triggered about when it comes to health, it's like, oh my God. It's like the shit that people are sold over and over again. It blows me away. It doesn't blow me. It blows me away. One of them is this whole concept of IV hydration. So here's the deal. So you see these places all around now. There's freaking nail salons that are doing IV hydration now, okay? You see these IV hydrations everywhere. And they tout this idea that you need to have vitamins come in through your vein because somehow or another your gut isn't smart enough to absorb vitamins in the diet. Or really what they're doing is telling you that you eat such absolute trash that therefore you must need vitamins through your veins. That's really is what they're telling you. So I'm talking about this today because nobody else is talking about it, because everybody jumps on the bandwagon, because everybody wants to sell you like a $250, $300 IV. That's how much these things are going for. Like, have you been to one of these IV places, or there's a bunch of them that are online that'll like come to your house now and everything, that they'll be like, you know, oh, come get your, like, you know, here's our summer mix or your slim down special or whatever, you know, or your here's your special booster that you need. And it's a bunch of bullshit is what it is, because the fact of the matter is this, guys. God, in his infinite plan, gave us like some amazing organs. And one of those are kidneys. Like, you have two kidneys, so you've on each side, so your renal system. And the second part of that, when it comes to this conversation about absorbing appropriate nutrients, is your colon and the rest of your GI tract. Because really it starts from your mouth when you eat something, when you chew it up. And it starts, the absorption is actually beginning there until ultimately things are eliminated. And so if you have like a normal functioning organ systems, that your guts are functioning the way they should, your renal system is functioning the way they should, you're getting the vitamins that you need if you're eating a decent diet. And I just say decent. Like, it doesn't even have to be like a 100% clean diet, because our body is very in tune to absorbing what it needs. When there are certain things in the diet that you don't have at all, then that's when you run into problems. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Okay, if we go back, we look at history. You look at history in the terms of in times of early exploration. You look at times of like around, you know, 1500, 1600, 1700s, where it was exploring the new world and so forth. There was scurvy was like a real thing. And scurvy, all it is a vitamin C deficiency. You actually don't need much vitamin C. Ascorbic acid is what you'll see it as listed as. A lot of times you'll see foods that are fortified with it and so forth. Or you just eat a frickin' orange or some sort of citrus, right? But it used to be so in terms of vitamin C deficiency, which again is pretty rare. Without vitamin C, you have ulcerations that occur in the skin. Teeth will fall out. Like, scurvy was a real disease. So much so that ship captains, to take care of their crew, what would they do to try to make sure that their crew would get enough vitamin C? They would pass around a liquor, usually rum, and then you would take a suck on a wedge of lime afterwards. We still do this today with tequila and certain things. If you go to Jamaica or other places in the Caribbean, they associate the term going out and drinking, going out and partying, as liming. Going out and liming, man. You're going to go liming. Why? Because it used to be on the ships, you pass around the rum, you take a wedge of lime, you suck on that. Great. Now you're good for a month and you're not going to get scurvy. So our bodies are very well in tuned to take very small amounts of micronutrients and give us what we need. It's the way that we're made. It's the reason why our ancestors, yours and mine, survived from caveman times. How do I know they survived? Because we're freaking here. That's why. Because if those genes didn't carry on, you and I wouldn't be doing this podcast, and you actually wouldn't be listening to it. All right. So number one, just make that consideration that you've already been at this point where you're genetically at an advantage to absorb nutrients and micronutrients. It's the way your literal body is made. Okay. Number two, there's a threshold. There gets to a point, and this is going with the consideration of folks having like normal functioning gut and normal functioning organs and so forth, which we'll talk about in a second. There's some folks that don't, and there's special considerations. But if you have like normally functioning organs, then there's a threshold of the amount of vitamins that you can absorb. And more isn't necessarily better. So vitamins A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble vitamins. Fat-soluble vitamins you can actually overdose on. Why? Because they absorb in your fat. That's why they're called fat-soluble, right? So you can actually overdose on those. So taking more of them isn't necessarily better for you. Also, yes, it's true. Like when vitamins come in through a vein, because they're not passing through the gut, there's more absorption of them into the tissues, but it hits a threshold. Like B vitamins are water soluble. And after you hit your threshold of those, you're really just urinating and excreting them out. So when you go pay $250, $300 for a vitamin IV, what is it that you're really doing? And this is the argument here, is that are you getting hydration? Yes. And you'll feel better after you're hydrated more, especially if you've been out drinking, or like I work with a lot of like, you know, like hardcore athletes that are training really heavy. So yeah, you'll feel better because you got hydrated. But what's the best way to go get hydrated? Freaking drink it, guys. Like just, you know, shoot for a gallon of water a day. This is the hydration that you need right here. Is actually drinking water. So that's number one, is the hydration part. The second part, like the actual vitamins. So when you hear like Myers cocktail, banana bag, so forth and so on, it's a mixture of vitamins. A lot of them are B vitamins. When you take in B vitamins in one big gush, then all of a sudden you can start to feel like very energetic, right? This is the reason why 5-hour energies work so well, is because you're getting a big dose of B vitamins all at once. You can take them orally if you want. You don't need an IV for that. The third component is spending money and getting poked in the arm. So you're going through pain, right? Getting an IV is not comfortable, and you're spending a lot of money. What does that do? Psychologically, for us, it's like, okay, now we've taken an action step. I've taken an action step on my health that is uncomfortable and expensive. Therefore, it must be good. And this is how this perpetuates. This is the reason why the vitamin IV business is as big as it is. There's a reason why you have folks that are, you know, that are like pushing it out there, like, oh, go get this done and so forth and so on. And it's what I'm saying to you is this: you decide you want to do it, fine. It's not going to really hurt you, but it's not helping you as much as you think it is. Like, you have the extra disposable income. You really don't want to drink water. You want to go pay $300 for an IV. Fine, go for it. But have at least the information, like know the reasons why. Now let's talk about the folks that actually do benefit from having IV nutrition. Those are folks who have like issues with their gut. So those are folks who have like different absorptive problems and so forth with the gut, which I'm actually going to bring on a registered hospital dietitian that will talk about those things in more detail in a coming episode. But for folks who actually have like diseases and problems with their gut where they can't absorb, advanced Crohn's disease, things like that, that's a different story. You know, that is not the majority. Like, that's not who's going in and going into like a IV hydration clinic. That's not who's calling up like the mobile IV because they're feeling a little sluggish, you know? Last thing I want to mention with this on this topic is this idea that you can prevent a bunch of different diseases by going and getting vitamins via IV. There's no data to support that. Sorry. That's the truth. If you go and you actually go and look through the different research that's been done on this, and I have, there's not data that supports it. The data that's out there regarding like vitamin C therapy and so forth, particularly in the cancer space and all, it's coming. It's mostly in Europe right now. That, you know, Europe is usually far more ahead. when it comes to the United States, when it comes to like trying new things. We have all kinds of regulations and such here in the U.S. that it holds us back. On average, we're about 17 years behind. It's the truth. Like the USA is certainly not the superpower when it comes to healthcare. We're about 17 years behind before something new is adopted. So a lot of the data to actually really look in and see, and not based on opinion, it's just data. Like it either is or it isn't. When you look at data, data doesn't lie. So a lot of the data that you see in Europe, particularly surrounding vitamin C, that's actually pretty encouraging for different disease states. Certainly not necessarily just like common colds or COVID or whatever other virus is going to, you know, pop up next. There's not a lot of data that supports it. I'm not saying it's not encouraging. It's encouraging. But if you're trying to say, like when there's folks that are out there that are promoting their business, hey, you need to come and get this RIV therapy. Come pay $300 to come get this IV because it's going to do this. That's a bunch of bullshit. That's their opinion. You're being sold something. And the reason why is because there's not the data, solid data there to back it up. So I'm coming at you real and raw with this. There's going to be a ton of folks. You're going to hear this and be like, this doctor's full of shit. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Or you know what? I went and I got an IV and I felt better. Dude, good for you. Like happy for you. That's great. I would venture and challenge you to say, you know what? If you sat down and actually drank like a quart of water, you know, sat down, this is a liter. If you actually sat down and drank like a full liter of water, you'd probably feel about the same. That's the truth. So I'm coming at you real and raw with this. Why? Because it's really important to me to actually put good quality, high quality information out there so that folks can actually see and actually make decisions for themselves, not based off of, you know, what someone is like a business that's trying to get you to do something. I'm not trying to sell you anything right now. I'm not trying to say, you know, hey, you know, don't do their plan, do mine. That's not what I'm doing here. The point is just simply to put that information out there to you. And so that you can make good decisions for yourself to improve your health. And at the end of the day, elevate your life for both you, your family, and the people that you take care of. That's what I got for you today, my friends. So Dr. Boyd signing off here. Remember, health is wealth. Invest in yourself. And I'll be coming at you again next week.